With Look At Your Sports on this Wednesday morning, I'm Travis Krenz. The 17th-ranked Dakota Wesleyan volleyball team, they're hosting Northwestern tonight at 7:30. The Tigers' Addie DeWhite, she was named the GPAC Attacker of the Week here earlier this week for the fifth time in her career. Addie DeWhite had 37 kills last week, leading the Tigers to a 1-1 week. She had a combined 316 in those two matches, as DeWhite currently ranks first in the entire country in kills per set, while she's also third in hitting percentage in the entire NAIA. The NBA has suspended Phoenix Suns and Phoenix Mercury owner Robert Sarver for 1 year, also fined him $10 million after an investigation found that he engaged in workplace misconduct and organizational deficiencies. The findings come nearly a year after the NBA asked a law firm to investigate allegations that Sarver had a history of racists, misogynistic, and hostile incidences over his nearly two decades tenure overseeing the Suns and the Mercury. The NBA says the results of the investigation were based on interviews with 320 individuals and more than 80,000 documents, as well as other materials. College football news, Mickey Joseph says he wants to be Nebraska's next head football coach, and not just on an interim basis for the next 9 games. Joseph met with the media for the first time since taking over for the fired Scott Frost on Tuesday. Joseph says when he accepted the interim position, he did it thinking it would be an opportunity to work towards becoming a permanent head coach. Joseph's audition starts Saturday with a home game against a rival, a number 6th-ranked Oklahoma Sooners. NFL injury news. The Dallas Cowboys, they are not putting their quarterback Dak Prescott on injured reserve after surgery Monday on his right thumb. That leaves open the possibility that Prescott could return within the next 4 games. That's the minimum number of games a player must miss if put on that list. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says the team wants Prescott to be a consideration for playing within the next 4 games. Prescott just had surgery on Monday for his thumb that was injured in the fourth quarter versus Tampa Bay on Sunday. Meanwhile, a Pittsburgh Steelers star outside linebacker T.J. Watt, he'll miss at least 1 game with a pectoral injury. The reigning NFL Defensive Player of the Year sustained the injury late in the fourth quarter in the win Sunday versus Cincinnati. Pittsburgh coach Mike Tomlin says the injury not as bad as initially feared and said it's too early to tell how long Watt might be sidelined. Steelers will host New England in their home opener coming up on Sunday. And Thursday night football this week will be a great game, should be on paper at least, the Chargers and the Chiefs. It'll be on Amazon Prime Video. Kicks off an 11-year agreement between the NFL and Amazon and marks the first time the league has sold a package of games to a streaming service. Amazon won the rights for Thursday night football last March. It was originally supposed to begin next season, along with the rest of the league's broadcasting contracts. But 2 months later, it was announced that Amazon would take over the Thursday night NFL package from Fox 1 year earlier. So Chiefs and Chargers coming up tomorrow night only on Amazon Prime Video. That's a look at your sports this morning. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.